So let's review. Zakta Mishnah, Ha'ish Shenolda by Mumin, in Kaifin Ois Lahaitzi. If a man has Mumin, he is not compelled to divorce his wife. The Gemara elaborates, Rebuda Tani, Noldu, Vakoshkin Hayu. Rebuda says that the Mishnah refers to both Noldu, when the Mumin only developed after Nisuan, because as the Shita Mekubetzes explains, Isha Lekapta Mumin, a woman is not as bothered by Mumin. And certainly Hayu, when the Mumin existed even before Nisuan, because Sav of the Kibla, she was probably aware of them and accepted them. Chiyabar Rav Tani, Hayu, Chiyabar Rav disagrees, and says that the Mishnah only refers to when the Mumin existed before Nisuan, because Sav of the Kibla. However, the Mishnah does not refer to Noldu, because Isha Kapta Mumin, a woman is bothered by Mumin. The Mishnah continues, Amr B'Shem Gamliel, Bamedeva Mamurim B'Mumin HaKetanim, Abimumin HaGadaylim Kaifin Islahitzi. Shimon Gamliel qualifies that this halacha applies only to minor mumin, but with major mumin, he is compelled to divorce his wife. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, this distinction applies only to Noldu, because Isha Kapta Mumin Gedailim, but does not apply to Hayu, because Savra Vekibla. And according to Chiya Bar Rav, this distinction does apply even to Hayu, because Kisvur Hishe Chay Lekabel, Va'achshav Ein Yechay Lekabel. She initially thought that she was capable of accepting these Mumin Gedel, but is presently not capable of accepting them. The Gemara explains, Ve'elohin Mumin Gedel, Pirush of Shimon Gamliel, Kugain Nismis Enoi, his eye was blinded, Niktu Yadoi, his hand was severed, Ve'nishbar Ragloi, or his foot was irreparably broken. The Gemara proceeds, Zak the Mishnah, Ve'eloh Shekoyven Ois Lahaitzi, the following husbands are compelled to divorce their wives, Mukashchin. The Gemara explains this to be a form of leprosy or other skin disease. Ubal palipas, someone who has a bad odor emanating from either his nose or mouth. Mahamakamets, one who collects dog excrement. And the Gemara cites two opinions. Zeborsi cotton, for the purposes of tanning small quantities of leather, or Zehamakamets seis klavim, for the purpose of laundering clothes. Mahamatsarf nechashis, one who works with copper. And the Gemara cites two opinions. Chashal Dudi, one who flattens copper in fashioning pots in which there is a bad odor, or a Zamachatech Nechashus Meikare, one who mines copper from its source in the ground. Vahaborsi, Zeborsi Gadol, a tanner who works with large quantities of leather in which dog excrement is used in processing the hide into leather. The Mishnah clarifies that all of the defects mentioned in this Mishnah are cause for divorce. There is no difference whether these conditions existed before marriage or only developed after marriage. Remeir says that in all these cases he is compelled to divorce her, even if Hisna. He informed her and she consented because she can claim that she initially thought that she was capable of accepting these conditions, but is presently not capable of accepting them. The Chacham disagree and say that in the case of Hisna, he is not compelled to divorce her, and she is compelled to tolerate him, with the exception of a Mukashchin, who is compelled to divorce her even if Hisna, because the marriage aggravates his condition. The Mishnah relates an incident of a Borsi that died, and his wife fell for Yibin to his brother, also a Borsi. Lacham ruled that she can claim, I was only capable of accepting your brother's condition, but I am not capable of accepting your condition. The Gemara elaborates on other cases where we do or do not compel the husband to divorce his wife. Amr Yehuda Amr Avasi, Ein Ma'asin Elib Sulais. We are only Kaifa, compel a husband to divorce his wife in a prohibited marriage. Shmuel explains, for example, Amal Lekoin Gadol, Begrushavach Litz Lekoin Hadyet, Mamzeres Venesin Li Yisrael, Bas Yisrael Nasa Namamzer, which are all prohibited marriages. Avanasi Isha Bishaima Eser Shana Vela Yalda, in Kaifa Naisi. Kfiyah does not apply to where they did not have children after 10 years of marriage. Because as Rashi explains, Lekafin in the Periv River, we do not compel for the midst of having children. V'ratav t'chalifa b'arvimi amar Shmuel afilu nasi isha b'shama esar shanim lo yalda kaifin naisei. Rav t'chalifa b'arvimi disagrees and says that kafia does apply to where they did not have children after 10 years of marriage because kafin na peririr. The Gemara explains l'ravasi d'rabbanan ketani d'araisa lo ketani. According to Rav Asi, the Mishnah does not mention the above psulas because it lists only Yisur d'rabbanan, while these psulas are Yisur d'araisa. L'Shmuel, ki amra de'yarna b'hadei b'sahadi shavkinala. According to Shmuel, the Mishnah does not mention sha'ima eser shanim b'lo yalada because it lists only cases in which we allow her to remain married with witnesses so that they do not engage in marital relations. But in the case of sha'ima eser shanim b'lo yalada, we do not allow her to remain with him because it will make it difficult for him to find another woman willing to marry him, which he is obligated to do in order to be mekayim mitzvah per rivya. The Gemara continues discussing the causes and remedies for some of these conditions, and with the story of the Petir of Shimon Levi, who upon entering Gan Eden was welcomed with Panu Mokim Labar Levi, Panu Mokim Labar Levi. Hanu Hamada, we have Baruch Hashem completed the seventh parak of Masechta Ksubos, and we'll begin the eighth parak, or Isha Shnaflu, in the next daf, Be'ezra Hashem.